TV, CJME Radio, 17:15 hours, December the 6th, afternoon show, Regina, Saskatchewan.
It's 15 minutes after 5 o'clock. Golf Digest has come out with America's best new courses. And you know what? There is a golf course right here in Saskatchewan that has made that list. The Dakota Dunes, just outside of Saskatoon, has been voted as the best new Canadian course. On the line with me right now is Ron Witten, the architecture editor for Golf Digest. Mr. Witten, thank you very much for being with me. What do you base such an award on?
Well, I think Wayne Carlton and Graham Cook, the designers, did a great job of letting the land dictate what the golf course would be like. They laid it out without too much digging and pushing around with earth movers. The land was, as I wrote in the article, very much a prairie earth kind of style, of course, and it's an England links, and it plays like it. It's great fun to play, and it's a great looking course, and it I think gives you a real sense of what it's like in Saskatchewan, which I found to be very reminiscent of where I live here in Kansas in the States.
Now, Wayne Carlton, Graham Cook, you talked about being the designers of this course. Are they big names in golf course design?
Well, certainly Graham is, because he's a major force in Canadian amateur golf, for one thing, and he's won Best New twice before, Best New Canadian. Wayne is his West Coast partner for the last, gosh, I want to say 4 or 5 years, and this is the first honor that he's won. And it is also the first course in Saskatchewan that has won our Best New Canadian Award, which I thought was kind of neat. And, in fact, that was part of the lead in the article, that this was a year of first for Golf Digest Awards. I should mention that Dakota Dunes beat out a couple of very strong courses in this category this year. Canada had a lot of great courses in Georgian Bay in Ontario and Eagle's Nest by Doug Carrick in Ontario. We're both worthy contenders, and it's really a feather in the cap for Dakota Dunes. It's funny because Eagle's Nest was built on an old quarry, and it was shaped to try and imitate the sort of links that Dakota Dunes has naturally. And I've played all three of those courses, and I must tell you that your course out at Saskatchewan, Dakota Dunes, was the one that surprised me the most and pleased me the most. Although I don't have a vote in the survey, I can tell you that I really admire what they did out there.
Ron Witten is architecture editor for Golf Digest magazine. You mentioned before, I'd just like to explore this a little bit. It sounds like it's very important to you as an architecture editor that the relationship between a golf course and the environment that it'd be in be one of the same. Don't try to make something that isn't there, in other words.
Well, again, if you've got good land, don't mess it up. Doug Carrick, when he was working on a quarry, it was sort of a land reclamation project, so he had to make something of it, and he chose to try and make a pile it up and make an artificial dunes that would look natural, and he did a great job of it. So I admire a lot of architecture from a lot of different things, but in the case of Dakota Dunes, what I admired most was it was a great piece of property to begin with, and the architects were sensitive to that piece of property, and they let the land dictate it. Now, if you're working on flat bottom land where you had to create something to give some interest, sure, then go ahead and use your imagination. But it's very, very impressive when architects don't put their thumbprints all over a piece of land, and that's what I feel at Dakota Dunes. The except for the greens, which some of them were created, and you could tell, but some of them were like the 18th hole in the deep hollow were just there, and a lot of the bunkers were just looked like the wind carved them out. I know the wind didn't, but it was very impressive the way they created that course and give us the impression that it's a very natural golf course.
Ron Witten of Golf Digest magazine, thanks very much, sir.
You bet.
It's 20 minutes after 5.